You hear about all these powerful moms that jump ship on their career because they want to follow their dreams. And that's exactly what Melissa Clayton did. She's the CEO and founder of Tiny Tags. Melissa, these are beautiful pieces of personalized mom jewelry that you created. And then all of a sudden now, like, Meryl Streep is wearing them?
Yes, it's been quite the journey. I started the business well over 10 years ago. I was a CPA, not a great one, but I was. Loved business, loved numbers, but I did not love crunching numbers. I grew up with an entrepreneurial father and was itching to find something and fell into the jewelry business. Even though I don't consider myself a creative person, I am absolutely love making connections, and that's what fueled me. Making necklaces for moms, hearing their reaction, that's what really tapped into something that was really special.
Melissa, a lot of people would consider a CPA gig, right? You were successful. You were making money, and then obviously, like you said, it didn't sound like it happened overnight. So a bunch of different circumstances come together for you to kind of find this thing.
And I think, you know, whenever I get asked for advice, I always say you can do it all, just not at the same time. So, you know, when my boys, I have three boys, they're all in high school now, but when they were little, Tiny Tags was not what it is today. It was weekends, nights, nap times.
So if you were to break it down by steps, if there is a mom and a woman out there who's like, this is what I've always wanted to do, but I don't know how to do it, what would be the first step to get this done?
I would say the first thing I would do is try to find someone or another company that has done where you envision you want to go. I'm a huge fan of reaching out to mentors. I have talked to CEOs of pretty large companies because I have DM'd them on Instagram and they gave me 5 minutes of their time. So really get educated and really hone in and stay focused on one thing. That's what really helped us, is that we are very, very specific of who we are as a brand. You know, we don't try to be the personalized jewelry company for dads, for brides, for graduates. Those are huge markets. We are very specific on moms. Being very focused not only makes it easier to run the business, it also saves you a lot of money because you're not constantly scrambling trying to come up with new product or new marketing material.
All of a sudden, you have so many celebrities that are wearing your jewelry. How does that even happen?
That's all hustle, and I think that is probably one of my favorite things I always talk about. Of all the celebrities, from Meryl Streep, from Selma Blair to Nicole Phelps, that was not a PR firm. That was me hustling. Meryl Streep is one of my favorite stories. She was a speaker at the Mass Conference for Women. We had a table there, and I contacted the organizers, found out who was going to be handling Meryl Streep, and I said, what are you going to make Meryl Streep as a speaker gift? You know, you can't give her a basket of, you know, candy or something. So I said, let me make her this gorgeous 14-karat gold necklace with her four kids' names on it. You know, the morning of, I found the right person, and I looked her in the eye, and I said, you make sure that she gets this. Never in a million years did I think she'd actually wear it, and she literally must have put it right on because it was the next day she was photographed wearing it.
That is something to be proud of.
Yeah,
right? When you see that, every time you see that, it's like, yes!
Yeah. I think a lot of it, too, is you're just nervous. Like, you just think nobody cares, no one's going to write you back, no one's going to help you out, and all you have to do is ask and try. You never know, right?
Everybody knows something you don't, and one of my favorite stories is I was on a platform in California going up to a show in L.A., and I could tell this woman was going to the same event that I was. She looked like a mom without her kids. And as I was getting on the train, I said, I can either sit next to her or I can sit on my phone. I decided to sit next to her and start a conversation. And long story short, 6 months later, she reached out to me because her PR firm needed a small business to go on Fox National News for Small Business Saturday. And we did $65,000 that day. And that was only because I talked to the girl on a train.
Melissa Clayton, she's CEO and founder of Tiny Tags. You can see all this beautiful mom jewelry for yourself at tinytags.com. Thank you so much, Melissa.